This is a Dubai Eye 103.8 podcast.
Brandy, remember a couple of weeks ago we had Sunil John on the show. Richard Dean did a great interview with Sunil, basically taking a bit of a temperature check, a bit of a look at the PR industry as a whole. Because whilst we know that all industries have been affected by COVID, I suppose PR is one of those that is constantly evolving with time, isn't it? And it could be that, you know, the digital, be that content coming on board, be that the rise of the influencer or otherwise. What role does it play? Do you find yourself getting as many press releases these days as you did pre-COVID?
Do you know what? I get less, and I probably am harsher with them as to what they contain, because there's so much stuff that just doesn't feel very relevant right now, isn't there?
Yeah. And I think relevance is a very key word here. That's why I just wanted to dig a bit deeper. As I said, we had Sunil John on a couple of weeks ago. Got loads of reaction to that interview from listeners, but also from peers and colleagues in the industry as well. His takeaway basically was that the original PR playbook had changed fundamentally, and that the industry as a whole needed to do things differently. Well, to get more on this and see exactly what the industry can do, I'm going to talk to the original founder of Toe Public Relations, which has now been taken over by the PR Co Group, of which she is now a director of PR Co Group. Sophie Toe joins us live on the line. Morning, Sophie.
Hello, Tom. How are you?
Very well indeed. And really, let's just get your thoughts and reactions first and foremost to that statement from Sunil. And I know Sunil is a very well-respected member of the PR community here, but is he right in saying that the PR playbook as we know it has gone?
Well, I mean, Sunil's fantastic and, you know, amazingly well-respected, and I agree with him. I think what we're finding in 2020 is that it's a year of non-stop news, right? If you think about even before COVID, it was just relentless. The news agenda, the news cycle has just gone on warp speed. It's completely fast forward. So now as we as PR professionals, we're dealing with quite big, real situations, but like changing on an hourly basis. Like I woke up today, as you did, and UK has shut its borders to Spain. You know, the travel restrictions in and out of the UAE over the weekend have completely changed. So I think as a PR professional, A, you have to be really, really on your game. But also you need to understand that your audience has got massively bigger now, because Twitter consumption's up 23%. So as a PR professional, you know, to Brandy's point, you're not going to then say, oh, I'm going to send out a press release in the hopes that someone might pick it up in the next month. You're going to send out an email or a WhatsApp to a journalist because you need to respond to something, you know, within the minute, within the hour. So, it's really, really interesting. I mean, it's exhilarating, but it is quite tough for the industry, I would say.
Tough for the industry, tough for the professionals within that industry as well, because, I mean, begs the question, when do you get to sleep? Because if news agenda is changing all the time and you need to react to that agenda, surely that's putting more pressure on you and your team.
Well, I think definitely. I mean, I think the way that we consulting our clients has had to change. You know, you really have to now. You have to be really on top of your game. So the clients are coming to you with quite challenging situations, you know, that really have quite real implications on their commercial success. So you have to be super, super credible, experienced. And also another point I'd make is I think an agency really has to be global now. Because if you're saying, okay, fine, China is not a viable market for the moment. Oh, wait a minute, China's opening up. Yes, we need to accelerate into China. I also think that as a PR professional, you have to be global in your outlook. And you really have to be able to pick up the phone and colleagues in other markets like we can. We have 7 markets around the world, so I can WhatsApp my colleague in China, say, what's the market looking like? I can then compare with what's happening in Russia or the UK. And I think that is, yes, we don't sleep that much, but it's fun. And we are giving really, really important value consultative advice to our clients, which is good. It's good to be relevant.
With that demand, though, for expertise, as you're suggesting there, because the needs and requirements that you bring to the table now just seem to be expanding and becoming more and more global. So how do you, as an organisation, as an agency, as a company, make sure that you've got the right experts on hand to answer the questions and the queries of clients?
Yeah, well, I think, I mean, I do think we need to look at the setup of an agency. You know, I've been incredibly fortunate that through kind of tenacity and, I guess, you know, hard work and good luck, you know, I'm now part of a global network, yeah. which is, you know, really great position to be in. Because, you know, if a client comes to me and says, I'm a hotel in the Maldives, you know, can you guys come and visit me over Eid? I can say, yes, we can. Well, what about the Russian market? You know, let me get back to you on that. So I think you do just need to be the PR industry. It's full of very, very talented people. But I think what we'll see is a more responsive and a more flexible model. So even if you don't have a global network, you're still thinking in a quite a kind of global mindset, particularly at the moment.
No, go on. I was interested to find out about that. So do you think that the industry, or certainly the need for companies such as yourself and others to go more global, has become exaggerated by COVID-19?
Yeah, I mean, it's exaggerated, really exaggerated now. I mean, what I was also going to say as well is it's much more emphasis on the consultative nature of what we do. So if you consider, you know, a really important conversation that's come out during COVID has been Black Lives Matter. And if you imagine that you've got a client coming to you being like, okay, I need to sell. I need to be commercially successful, but I don't want to be insensitive. So I've got a huge health crisis and I've got a kind of racial debate going on. How do I communicate without just being cancelled? You know, you've seen the whole cancelling culture where people are just completely shut down in the media because their views are not valid. We had the whole kind of Karen movement last week. So, I mean, it's really, really sensitive. The stakes are quite high. So I think you need to be global. You really need to know what you're doing. And also you need to be able to sit with clients before you even kind of put out a tweet, put out a press release, put out whatever it is, and actually make sure that you've got everything lined up and doing everything really quite correctly.
So again, this all goes back to my sort of point, though, Sophie. I just wanted to get sort of, I mean, I think all companies, specifically PR companies, needed to be agile pre-COVID. So why do they need to be more agile? Why do they have to have more agility post-COVID?
Well, I think it's if you look at the kind of news, it's just changing so much. And I think what's happening, you know, during the pandemic, it's proven that, you know, the virus doesn't know borders. The virus is really not respecting whether you're in North or South America right now. So, you know, clients need to understand that their audiences are now, you know, based all around the world. So if you're just focused on one market, you might find very quickly that the spending power of that market or the travel or, you know, the capacity of that market is suddenly kind of turned off overnight. So you need to be global to be able to say, well, actually, you know, we need to be able to capitalize outside of this traditional territory.
Just finally, we sort of kicked off this conversation talking about the traditional means of marketing and public relations, like receiving a good old press release as well. A quick question, a bit off tangent here, but the future of the press conference, are we ever going to be invited to another press conference ever again?
Do you want to go to a press conference? I don't know. Listen, we can't at the moment, can we?
No.
We can't invite people to kind of, you know, sit politely and listen to something. If there is a need for a press conference, I know it's safe to do so. You know, there's a time and a place. But I think what we're doing now, as I said, is actually, you know, really understanding that consumers are consuming news, you know, via social media. Twitter's massively up. I think the overall consumption of global media during the pandemic is up 77%. So, you know, you really need to just, you know, you send your news to, you know, websites, TV, radio, you guys, you know, podcasts. These are all the new formats that we communicate with, which aren't really necessarily that conducive to sitting in a press, you know, in a press conference. It's not the way that you kind of need to get the news anyway, I think.
Out of time on this occasion, Sophie. Really appreciate your time this morning. Thank you so much indeed for your time. We'll certainly do it again soon. That's Sophie Toe, who was the founder of Toe Public Relations and now the director of PR Co Group here in the region.
You've been listening to a Dubai Eye 103.8 podcast. To enjoy lots more from Dubai Eye in the United Arab Emirates, just go to DubaiEye1038.com or find them wherever you normally get your podcasts.